number one, I was born in what used to be Prayer Tabernacle Church, which, if you're familiar with that, of course, James Cleveland, the Craig brothers, Rudolph Stanfield, Thomas Whitfield, Keith Pringle. I mean, you just start naming names. Right. They exactly. all came through that church.
Exactly.
And actually, the Craig brothers were very instrumental in the teaching and the training of my father in music ministry. Okay. And so those would have been my first really impactful mentors. Okay. Would have been my dad, my granddad, of course, again, with the influence of the Craig brothers.
Exactly.
I think the most, he was more so of a model mentor, somebody I watched from afar, but that would be Pastor Marvin Winans.
Okay.
I mean, everybody kind of looks up to him
exactly.
as, I mean, he's like the Don of gospel music.
Exactly.
You know, he's like,
exactly.
He's had an incredible impact on my life.
Okay.
And I tell you what, I was in Los Angeles maybe about 5 or 6 years ago, and he said something while he was ministering.
Mm-hmm.
I came home maybe few days later and wrote Praises What I Do.
Really?
Out of something that I heard him say.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
it's just amazing. I'm going to do an interview with him on the radio tomorrow, and I'll be able to tell him that for the
okay.
first time.
Wow.
He doesn't even
okay.
know.
Wow.
And I'll be able to share
that's
that
amazing.
With him. Yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah. And so he's had just a tremendous impact on my life. Of course, Pastor Donnie
right.
McClurkin.
Right. Exactly.
Michael Mendenhall, who actually, he was the gave me my first recording.
Okay.
And with Michael Mendenhall's Communion.
Okay.
And just so many people who have been just so faithful over the years. Mike
right.
Fletcher,
right.
Tommy,
right.
I mean, just, I mean, what can you say in Detroit? I
exactly.
mean, there's just
so many
resources in
yeah.
the city
exactly.
that sometimes being so close to you can take advantage of.